Our guest on our program is Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are. Another meeting out of the way.
Yep.
Flying right along.
Yep. Getting closer to the end of the year.
Yeah. We've got, already I've had people bring up things like snow ordinances.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about that last night, and we'll probably get there.
We do know Waylon Andrews did talk to the – well, let's talk about it, the four-way flashing red lights.
Yep.
You had wanted to put that on there because there had been discussions about what's going on, and the issue keeps coming up, and it will. I'm sorry. It's going to keep coming up.
Yeah.
But we did want to get a definitive idea. Here's what we're looking to do, and this is what we want to go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted some direction from council just to make it definitive, take out any ambiguity. Will we, won't we keep them the same way and things like that. So we had a good long discussion. We had a couple public comments from Drew Demery and Tom Mott, in favor of going back to the changing lights. And then later on in the meeting, council discussed with staff about the pros and cons and everything like that. And council was was unanimous in deciding to go forward with finalizing stop signs at each of the four-way stops at 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So it'll be, stop signs on the crossbars and stop signs on the vertical bars, and then eventually remove the lights off of there. It'll take some time.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to note, that this change will not be immediate to get stop signs on there. Things have to be ordered, work has to be planned, and things like that.
Anyway, Public Works will try to handle this as it fits into, again, because basically you've used up, and one of the things you did do was sign off on the Story Street project, so
yes.
You've used up the funds you had for
it. The funds for the Story Street project have been exhausted, so any additional expenditures would have to be budgeted for, but we at least have a definitive answer from council in the direction that we're going to go forward with maintaining four-way stops and transition to physical stop signs instead of blinking red lights when possible.
And with some additional signage about yield for pedestrians. And
we'll put on some signs to remind folks that those are still pedestrian walkways, and pedestrians always have the right of way when they are in the crosswalk. So cars must come to a complete stop, and pedestrians should feel free to walk across at any given time. There's not a car in the intersection itself.
So, anyway, council did decide this is what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. So work towards that and the physical change. And then during that discussion, it seemed like an appropriate time to discuss, how would snow removal work now that we have narrowed the roadway with the angle parking? And Waylon has some ideas about pushing all of the snow out of the Story Street onto the side streets. So there would be, there's certainly no room for a windrow now on Story Street.
Hey, we do it over here. And we have parallel on one side and diagonal on the other. Of course, everything turns to parallel when there's a windrow in the middle. But
yes. So he's going to try to maintain that angle parking, experiment with the equipment that he does have, and if that doesn't work, he might investigate some new equipment to help with that.
But it's a challenge, and it was thought about previously, and so he's kind of been kicking around these ideas with his public works people.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's hard to know exactly how it's going to work until the snow happens, and then they can test it out. So hopefully it comes at night when no cars are around. And they're able to do what they need to do.
And move forward. But we'll still have the snow ordinance thing. Don't be parking on.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a. We'll
talk
worry
about
that
because
we just barely got rain. So.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll talk about that a lot when we see snow in the forecast later on.
Hit down there, too. Well, Brian Horn has been part of the Ames Economic Alliance. He is executive director now for our Boone County Economic Growth, working with all the communities now in Boone County. I think he's pretty intrigued by everything that's happening.
Yeah, he's definitely stepping in at a very exciting time. A lot of irons in the fire and things like that. So he's getting up to speed as quickly as possible. He gave his third quarter update from Ames EDC about all of the economic development that's been happening that we talk about pretty frequently. And Brenda is still assisting with some of the projects to sort of
she was tied in with a lot of those in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's going going to stay with us for the Daisy project in particular, since she knows all the ins and outs of everything that's gone on and where we need to go.
If people wonder why all of a sudden Brian's there and Brenda's not, because Hamilton County is now included in the group. So pretty sizable area with a lot of opportunities.
So. That's right. Yep. So they had to shift staffing around. And Brian knows the county. He was a superintendent down in Madrid. So it's a little bit of a new territory being in Boone and Ogden, but he knows quite about a lot of what's going on.
Oh, I think he's pretty up to speed on a lot of it. So, and you still have a lot of the regular people that are still part of the Boone County Economic Growth, which you guys have been working with very closely anyhow. So.
Yeah, they've been a great help in all of these projects, making things flow very smoothly.
Well, some of the other things that came up last night, and I did want to say that the presentation that they had made about why they thought we should go back to the Drew Demery and Tom Mott, I did not disagree with them. I understand some of their arguments that they had.
And there are always pros and cons to whatever scheme that we choose, whatever paradigm that we have. And the goal is to minimize the cons and maximize the pros.
Well, this is one that not a lot of people realize might have been happening, but you did sell off a lot, 200 block of 13th Street. Someone's going to, it's a build, a fill-in lot.
Yep. Demo and infill. So it's always good to get new homes in those.
And speaking of new homes, we did have, and there is going to be work coming up on this, but the property that's located southeast of the corner at South Marion and West Park Avenue, people will know there's a radio tower out there, but a little over 30 acres in size. They had it was voluntary annexed to the city, well over a year ago, I think.
Yes.
And now they are ready to start moving forward. They have a developer. We're talking single family residential homes. And I knew that's we've had a lot of building that's been going on.
Yep.
But single-family residential homes, that's something that you wanted to get in here, too.
Yes, absolutely. 53 units. We took a look at the plat and the site plan for that. It's called Oak Park Subdivision. Again, this is kind of an all-of-the-above strategy for housing in the city of Boone. We've done a lot of multifamily residential townhomes and things like that. These are all single-family detached homes and pretty, higher price point.
Yeah,
to be quite honest, than other places that are being built.
So this is one of those where this project is going to be moving forward, but you still have several things that you're going to be doing, creating an urban renewal area, things like that.
So whenever we have people moving in and, we have a housing development, we have to add that into our urban renewal plan to make sure that all the infrastructure can go in and be financed and things like that.
So this is, again, you still have some hearings coming up on that. Otherwise, they are moving along pretty quick with theirs.
They are. The planning's going very swiftly in that.
One of the other ones was Hunsucker's development, I guess we'll just call it, down on South Marshall Street. That's Prairie Place.
Yep.
They got some more of their plat done, taken care of. So.
Yep. So that part is moving along, too. Across from McDonald's.
Yep. And if you look over there, folks, it was dusty and dirty there. 26 days of no rain does make a lot of dust.
It allows stuff to get kicked up pretty easily.
But it did allow for a lot of underground infrastructure to get put in.
Yep. So. Their infrastructure should be just about complete, if not complete, over there. So.
And again, that'll be more of the townhouses, things like that. So that'll be going forward there.
Yep. And the retail spaces as well.
Yeah. right off South Marshall Street there, too. All right. Some of the other things that came up last night, we know Alliant is looking to do some expansion for their providing additional service. Part of this, I'm guessing Daisy might have driven some of this, the demand that it's going to put on the system. And and I know you've already been working with them on right-of-way for power lines back into the area where it'll be located.
Yeah, and things like that. Yep. So looking at a substation east of Boulders, south of Highway 30.
So that is, that'll be in kind of weighed back. It's not close to Highway 30, folks. It is back off a little ways from it there. But it is something that they feel will be more beneficial down on the south side of town for the development and growth you're looking at down there.
Yep. Consistent flow of power, everything like that. It's always good.
Yeah, we definitely like that. So Public Works Director Waylon Andrews did talk a little bit about some of the sewer line, water line issues that are showing up. And he did tell people, he said, well, anybody that was listening, this very dry conditions, the earth moves, shifts a little, and it's very easy to get breaks in that.
Yes.
So if people start having any kind of an issue, if they see water coming up out of the ground, something like that, they definitely make contact.
Yeah, make sure to call it in if you see something that's amiss with any sewer water lines. That dry ground does make it very easy for those things to move underground. And additionally, you know, one of the other things that our park superintendent, Mike Cornelis, brought up was that effect on the trees as well, having a number of limbs come down because of the dry and windy conditions. It makes for, you know, the trees to be able to break more easily.
Yeah, and
stuff you don't think about when you have dry weather.
And all of a sudden, there it is. Yes, it happened to us. Again, let's talk a little bit about his report. Mike Cornelis did talk a little bit about they did contract Outdoor Image. Every year they do what they call
bidding
the
process.
Dangerous trees.
Yep.
In the parking, dead, dying, damaged.
Yep.
And they did do a bidding process. Outdoor Image, the successful bidder. Mm-hmm. And have over 20 trees that are going to be
removed. Over 20 trees, yep. So he does a windshield study every fall for hazard trees to make sure they can easily identify those that might are a problem or might become a problem in the near future. So Outdoor Image will be removing those for the city.
If you drive around and see something on the corner that's painted all over a tree, it's one Mike's marked,
yep,
more than likely. He did talk about Franklin Park and
yes,
still waiting for one part of the obstacle course,
yep,
to come in, but
even the things that are there now, you know, they're open for the public to use, and young and old alike, if you want to take a crack at it, that's some pretty fun equipment there, but it's a lot different than your normal playground equipment. Yeah. A lot of obstacle stuff and things that the kids have been enjoying already.
I don't know. I went very slowly off of the
the bounce back and forth,
things like that. Yeah, that's mostly because I don't bounce as well.
They have traditional swings too. That's more your speed. So,
and still has he'd like to put. He had 4 semi loads of mulch. He'd like to put some more in there too.
A lot of mulch.
And I said, okay, so now you're done with this. What's next? Mm-hmm. I know they have ideas.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really going at it with these park improvements. I'm really impressed with the things they've been able to get done. And they're starting the pool repainting as well. You talked about.
So getting that prepped, and we need Mother Nature to cooperate on that if it wants to get done this fall. Yeah.
Yes, and ETA on that by May 1st to be done.
You had your first presentation from Rec Director Nate Osmondson. He's been busy meeting with a lot of groups, organizations, putting together some ideas.
Yep.
Came up. It's a rather lengthy list of things.
He didn't go through all of it. You could see it in his hand. It was a long one, but several ideas he wants to pursue to just increase the enjoyment of people in the city. Movie nights on the green would be one of them. Mm-hmm. Working through the licensing of movies is an obstacle there, but having a public viewing of a movie down in the green space, I think that would be fun for a lot of people.
Went up to the Pioneer Senior Center,
yes,
he said, visited with them. They would like to see some senior night activities.
I think that's a great idea. It's really hard to be able to find things to help seniors socialize with one another. And so I'd really like to see him be able to get that done, bring seniors together to do all kinds of different things. And even if we can find something to do cross-generationally, too, that'll be a benefit to both.
Sure. And we do know that we did have Jamie Williams bringing in the annual report for the library. And again, some of the things that Nate talked about, she talked about too.
Yeah, so these different departments are able to work together to just increase the quality of life for our citizens. But a really comprehensive report from Jamie Williams and the library board is doing a great job. Right. At the Erickson Public Library.
And busy. A lot of numbers.
Yes.
Big numbers.
Yeah, they...
She likes the story part of it, but...
Yes.
There's a lot of people.
She doesn't dig into all of the numbers, you know, but they are doing so many programs there for people of all ages and different backgrounds and interests. So you'll definitely find something to do at the Erickson Public Library.
Something that most people probably didn't realize or didn't recognize that it was there, but the council did have an ordinance, first reading of an ordinance that would prohibit the feeding of deer in the city limits.
So first reading of that ordinance, prohibiting feeding of deer inside city limits. This is very important. You know, the deer will find food. They will find food without it, and we need to make sure that we don't feed them. It's not good for their health. It's not good for safety of our citizens and things like that. And if we were to go forward with allowing the firing of bows within city limits later on, it would be necessary to prohibit feeding first, so you wouldn't have a baiting situation going on.
Sure. And we know any kind of hunt would involve the DNR.
Correct.
Getting permission.
And they would
them.
Have to have that in place first. So this would be the first step.
Okay. So again, this is the first reading on this ordinance. It will be back, folks.
Yep. It has three readings. So if you do have comment, you know, please feel free to do so.
All right. One thing I did want to talk about is the contract, the agreement on the Main Street program. And it's a collaborative agreement, basically. I think pretty traditional at what most communities sign on.
Yes.
You did have some council members wanted to have a little bit more when it comes to knowing where the city dollars go.
Yeah, so the state auditor's office has had a push recently for more contracts whenever an entity is getting public funds to have a set-aside contract, an additional contract between the entity and the city. For things like clawbacks and accountability and stuff of that nature. So the contract that the agreement that was approved by council last night was a three-pronged agreement between Main Street Iowa, our local Main Street group, and the city that did include us providing funding, which we'd already committed to, but prior to us actually providing that funding, we'll draw up a separate contract for accountability for those funds.
All right.
So we just keep things moving here.
keep going along.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, we know all of this is happening. It's just one of those things we want to make sure that...
Yep. There's a lot of steps and logistics to each of these things that need to occur so they can move forward.
And you've already incorporated a lot of these... Recently, within the last month and a half, 2 months, with your contracts, the grants the city makes available, you're also using the same kind of
contract. We're using the same template for our BDIF grants, for our small business grants. We're going to roll them out for hotel motel funds as well as human services funds and local option sales tax if they go to a private entity.
Got a lot to do with all of that, too. All right, I'm going to ask you because I know people are talking about it, but you did have your final at a special meeting a week ago. Well,
yes.
A week ago.
Yep.
The plans or proposals for both waterworks and water environment.
Yep. So we're planning on, we had a public work session, council work session last Thursday to look at the plans from SEH about what do we need to do for the next 20 years in our water and our wastewater treatment facilities? And then they came back with different phases for each of them and how much it was going to potentially cost. It's not all set in stone yet because there are a couple of things that we talked about during that planning session that we might need to change. But council approve the template essentially to go the next step to draw things up more finally.
You have to send it to the DNR and get approval from them because
there are a couple of pilot programs in there as well. If we're getting water from a new source to make sure that it melds well together and mixes well, and we wouldn't need additional treatment equipment for that.
So I mean, these are some of the things, and I think probably the big thing is a lot of people think this is all driven by Daisy, but...
We had about half-ish of these projects that needed to be done for the next 20 years regardless. And the fantastic thing about Daisy coming in is they will be a ratepayer in these systems, so the rates that they pay will assist in financing all of these improvements. And so it's really a huge win for all of the ratepayers.
I was going to say, most people forget that when these plants were built, i.e. 25, 30 years ago, you were working, the council at that time was working off, what are we looking at in the next 20, 25 years? What are we going to need?
Yes.
And you've hit that life cycle.
Yeah, we have. And so now is the time to look 20 years into our future to make sure that we set up the citizens then, now.
So, busy.
Yep.
Yeah, it just so happens it's all coming at the same time.
Yep, and we'll just have to take care of each thing on its own.
So last time when we visited, the next day, right away, we did get the RISE grant. That was one of the big things that was pointed out in the, and we're getting closer to getting ready to put, starting to move ahead with that project, that road extension of Hancock.
The RISE grant, so the state will pay 80% of the funds needed for that road. It'll go to design. We'll get some more final numbers and things like that after it gets through there. And they'll be doing work on 30 as well, and all of this should be completed before Daisy begins production first quarter of 2028.
Final shot, trunk or treat, Thursday night?
Yep, Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m.?
5 to 7.
5 to 7, okay.
And I don't know, firemen and policemen say they got 1,000 hot dogs.
Yep, so fire and police are banding together to give out free hot dogs for trunk or treat, so make sure you get some of those.
Again, we had Jennifer Hansen there, said record number of people have signed up to take part, so it's going to be a full story street.
It will be, so take your time, come early, come to the beginning, so make sure you hit everybody, but there'll be plenty of candy to go around.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.